Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Nun Ches, and we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. Again, this Maseches Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we continue discussing issues relating to relationships between owners and sharecroppers. We had owners and tenant farmers before, but we continue now. What if one is a Kohen and one is a Yisrael, and they make some type of arrangement that works for both of them in terms of who's going to get the chumas and the maisras? And we have been discussing what looks like misayev beis agranos, what is misayev beis agranos, any other potential issues. So the last case we had, just to read it inside, which we didn't get to yesterday, the last case we had was that if a Kohen sells a field, right, not just sharecroppers, but even selling, if a Kohen sells a field to a Yisrael, but he wants to keep the maisras, that's fine. He can keep the maisras. This is, he said, he left it for Kilu, it was chutz from the sale. So he's allowed to take it even for a couple of years. And he's even allowed to be moche, the owner. If the owner wants to plant a vineyard, or wants to plant something that's not food, so he can be moche, because part of the deal is that I'm going to get the chumas and the maestros. So if there's not going to be any chumas and maestros, so that's a violation of the agreement. And therefore, you're not allowed to plant something that would restart the Arla clock. If it would restart the Arla clock, that would not be allowed. We've spoken in the past about the machshava behind Arla, which also we'll get back to again in the future. But let's talk, make a note about something I said at the end of the shiur yesterday. Also, just 2 days ago, I mentioned, we spoke about Maris Ayin by Anissa Durabanan, and I mentioned the Chol of Shkedim. So I mentioned coconut milk. I got a couple of responses. I was not translating Shkedim as coconut milk. I'm just giving an example of a common milk that we have. But yes, almond milk is also just very common, and that's Chol of Shkedim. But I thank everyone for the responses. But let's get back to what we were talking about at the end of shiur yesterday, and that is Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Arlas Chutz La'aretz gives us an opportunity to talk about an amazing chiddush and explanation that Reb Chaim gives in Machalos Hazuros Yutes Vav. So we mentioned, we read the Rambam yesterday at the end of the shiur, that there is no clear-cut source in Chazal for Revai Chutz La'aretz. Only Arla Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, Arlas Chutz La'aretz, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that it applies. What about Revai? What about Revai? So the Rambam quotes Gaonim in Achal Sasura's Perak Yud Halacha Tesvav that says that there is Kerem Revai in Chutz La'aretz. And the Rambam himself holds there is no Revai. There is no Revai in Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam says it's based on a Kal V'Chomer. He says Yirali She'ain Din, and Yirali always means, as we know, that there is no Befer source for this. Yirali She'ain Din Net Revai Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz Ela Ochel Peros Shana Revias Below Pidyon Klal. You don't have to redeem it. Just eat it. Shelo Amru Ela Ha'arla V'Kal V'Chomer Advarim. And it's really a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Surya Shechayeves B'Maisur B'Shvias Surya, which we know is a little bit like Eretz Yisrael, a little bit like Chutz La'aretz, by the first parak in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara in the Bavli discusses the three ways Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. One of them being Chayav and Shubas and Maisurus, and the three ways is like Chutz La'aretz. So Surya, Chayav and Shubas and Maisurus, me Divrei and yet it's not chayev benet ravai. So chutz la'aretz, which is not chayev and shubas and maestros, right? If it's not contiguous, it's not near. So then lo kol shekesh lo yed net ravai noig, but there shouldn't be ravai. But v'horim mixas gaonim shekerem ravai levado posen l'dov chutz la'aretz v'achar kachim but v'achila. They think kerem ravai v'ein l'dov ze iker ad kan l'shono. That's the language of the Rambam. So the Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam v'hanire bebir pluktas haRambam v'hagaonim. Let me explain. I think the halacha of Arla being in Chutz La'aretz can be explained in one of two ways. Interesting, the Reb Chaim usually starts off with a kasha. Starts off with a kasha, the Rambam is very difficult, and how do I explain it? But here he just goes right into, what's the machlokas, what's the nekudas of machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam? Da'alo havadei da'arlas chutz la'aretz, va'arlas eretz Yisrael, shrei mili ninu v'chalukim b'dineihem, vadei, the arla, the first 3 years, where the fruit is off limits, in chutz la'aretz and eretz Yisrael are two different ideas. Kidachazinan, de be'ikr ha'halacha, nomar, da'arlas chutz la'aretz, vada asur sveka mutter. How do you know that it's a different idea? Because you already see, as the halacha I mentioned at the end of shiur, that only arlas vadai in chutz la'aretz is going to be aser, but safik arla in chutz la'aretz is mutter. Ube eretz Yisrael, bein vado, bein sveka aser. In eretz Yisrael, they're both aser. So that already shows us that they're different. Ella did tzarachiyin im heicha shenohegas arla bechutz laaretz. But the question is, when there is arla in chutz laaretz, when it's vaday, az gam hi bichlal arla haksuva batorah, is that included in the arla that the Torah says? De ikir ha'alacha ba'a ligiluye akra. Because the halacha should be seen after arla's chutz laaretz is coming to be megala, coming to reveal what the real meaning of the pasuk is. The avagav to call mitzvahs atulias baaretz. Eino nohagas ela baaretz. Even though all the mitzvahs atulias baaretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. Aval arla shayin even nohagas b'chal makom. Arla is all over. V'yim kein gam arla's chutz laaretz nechla b'kar de arla. Maybe it's included. The Torah says Arla. Most of the time, Arla is not only in Eretz Yisrael, but once in a while, most of the time, mitzvot atzlius ba'aretz are only in Eretz Yisrael. But once in a while, it applies to chutz laaretz too, and that's Arla. But it's included in the pasuk. O denema, or the fact that it doesn't apply by suffix shows that it's a totally different bria. O denema de havada de Arla ha'amura batora eino ela b'Eretz Yisrael. V'Arla chutz laaretz eino nechalas, but it's not included. Rak de asura mehalacha. Is what we would call halacha Moshe B'Sinai, hamichadeshes, not hamifareshes. V'chol ikari sura hu rak me halacha Moshe B'Sinai, v'lo mikra. And all is only halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it's not based on a pasuk at all. Nafgamina l'inyinet d'ravai. And the nafgamina is that d'ravai, dim halacha b'ala galos, shigam arlas chusar zechlelas b'parsha, because if it's like the former way, that it's in, this arlas chusar is included in the pasuk when it applies, memela l'yesh lomar, d'gam net d'ravai kein, d'iskish l'arla. If it's a new iser, so then Ravai has nothing to do with it because there's no halacha Moshe B'Sinai about Ravai. So I think that is the machlokes here between the Rambam and the Gaon. Venira the Dover Zeh b'machlokes Shanui. I think it's machlokes, and he quotes another. Dinei Rambam b'halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam says. In halacha chaf aleph here, in yud chaf aleph, pasak, what if you eat a kezayis from arlas chutz laaretz? The Rambam says, makas mardus. Makas mardus. Makas mardus means, it's not befeirish bekra. V'yim neimad halacha shal arla ba'al legaluye. To arlas chutz laaretz nechla be'isar arlas bekra. If arlas chutz laaretz is really included, imken harayu balav shal torah v'lokan aleha. Malkus mi daraisa. Karlas eretz Yisrael. Right, you should get malkus daraisa. Like arlas eretz Yisrael. Umi the pasuk Rambam. So the Rambam not only because the Rambam says there is no ravai, but the Rambam also says l'shita. So if you eat a kezayis of arlas chutz laaretz, you don't get malchus daraisa. Umi the pasuk Rambam de'in barak makas mardus ramina darlas chutz laaretz ikiri sura hurak mehalacha. Ve'en nachalas bechlal b'israel arla mor batora v'chinu lehedya balacha tes balacha yud sham v'ocho me'en kezayis lokim in atora b'med ramur benoteya be'eretz Yisrael. Fine, that's what he says, that the Rambam says, that's what the Rambam would say. But if you look, he quotes in the Bahag, and if you look in the Shiltos, which is from the Gaonim, they say, just like the Zarlan Chutz Laaretz, so to the Zarlan Chutz Laaretz, just like there are in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chutz Laaretz, and here's the Lashon. Ela mai v'chi savo'u d'chsiv gabe arla. Doesn't v'chi savo'u mean only in Eretz Yisrael? Zman bia. There, by arla, the positive v'chi savo'u doesn't mean it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, but it means when. It's a time of when it starts, but it could start everywhere. Hari lehedya disvirali d'b'chi tavo'u lo b'matin en klal Chutz Laaretz. V'gam arlas Chutz Laaretz nechlela b'parsho b'din arla amur b'torah. Right, it's just a question of when the chiyuv would start. So that is an important Rambam. But again, these two types of halachos Moshe B'Sinai, mechadeshes and mefareshes, applies to other places. The machlokes we've shown him whether an Arel Kohen who does the avoda is going to get malchus because that's also based on halachos Moshe B'Sinai, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel as a remez halachos Moshe B'Sinai. So the Rambam says yes, you're going to get malchus, and there's a Rashi that says you don't get malchus. So what does that mean? So again, this proves that it's not that all the Rishonim say all Halachos Moshe B'Sinai are mechadeshes or mefareshes. We just said the Rambam holds Arlas Chutz Laaretz is Halachos Moshe B'Sinai hamechadeshes. Here the Rambam says beferish in Hilchos B'as Mikdash Arel She'avad is going to get malchus. The Rambam explains himself. Harehu kizar. He's like a czar. What's the definition of a czar? Or what's the definition of a kohen? A kohen is not just a Kohen who was born to a Kohen father, but also he has to be circumcised. If he's not circumcised, then he's a czar. Kazar Sha'avan. And there he's going to get Malchus. Or a fascinating discussion, and that is Dalet Amos, Maver Dalet Amos Birshas Arabim. Right, that's Pashtus Atolda. The Gemara says that in Shabbos Sadi Vavarso, not only is the Malacha of Hotsa'ah in Issud Araisa, caring for Mishas Arabim, Mishas Yachid, or Rishas Yachid, Mishas Arabim, but also Ma'avir Dalet Amos Birshas Arabim is Da'araisa. So some of the Rishonim discuss, is that included in the Av? Is that a Tolda? So Pashas is a Tolda, but the formulation of some Rishonim, the Ran, the Balamar, say that Ma'avir Dalet Amos is a form of Hotsa'ah. It's not something new, it's a form of Hotsa'ah. What do you mean, form of Hotsa'ah? Everyone in life has their own Rishus. Right? There's something called Kinyan Dalet Amos, that's a Kinyan Derabanan, based on the concept that there's an idea of Rishus Dalet Amos around every person. Every person has their own Dalet Amos. So the Balamor in Shabbos and the Ran say that Ma'avir is a form of Hotsa'ah. You're being Motzi Me Rishus Le Rishus. So the Halach Moshe B'Sinai is being Megale that we don't only go by objective Rishus, Rishus Yechon, Rishus Rabbi, but also included in that is everyone's personal Rishus could be considered Motzi Me Rishus Le Rishus. So again, if you have that approach, that's also a Halach Moshe B'Sinai that understands for us the din that I would have thought I understood in the Torah before the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai took place. Okay, so that's a little bit about the last halacha that we had, that about a person, the owner, could, if he wants the Trumas of the Maestros, the first couple of years, he could tell the buyer not to plant a vineyard, which would create Arla. We continue now. Next case. Next, the whole first couple of cases relate and are permutations of what we just said. Yisrael Shemachar Sadol HaKohen, what about this case? A Yisrael sells the field to the Kohen. Not like we had before, that the Kohen sells the field to Yisrael. A Yisrael sells the field to the Kohen. But Amar Lo, he says, Amanashi Yamaisr Shalo, Arba V'Chameshanim. I want the Jews of the Maestros for 4 or 5 years. Mutter, that is allowed. Wow. So what's the case? It's as if, we consider it, it's as if, the right, who owns the field now? The Kohen owns the field. Yisrael sold it to the Kohen. So in the earlier case, we could say it's as if the Kohen never sold that. And we said, how do you do that? It's Darshal Bala Olam. He must have kept a portion of the grounds, legabe, the fruit that came out. And we spoke about yesterday, the Rashba and the Ritva. How exactly does that work and why that doesn't go to the children? Why that's not a regular asset? Here's the opposite. Yisrael sells it to the Kohen and says, I want the Jews of the Maestros though. The Gemara says that's mutter. It's as if considered that the Kohen had it and now he's giving it back to the Yisrael. Meaning, it's not that Yisrael has to give, he only has Tovas Hanah, he has to give it to any other Kohen. No, now it's his asset. If a Kohen gives Truma to a Yisrael, Yisrael can, is not allowed to eat it, but he's allowed to sell it. He's allowed to sell it. That's what would happen here. Right? It's this Yisrael's asset, right? And he's allowed to sell it as the Monosha Yisrael in this case. La'olam usser. But if a Yisrael would make this arrangement forever, a Yisrael that sells a field to a Kohen, it says, I want the Jews of the Maestros forever, that's usser. Why? Midrabanan, fascinating Lashon, Shein Kohen, Osa Kohen. Because one Kohen can't make another Kohen. What does that mean? Marafolda. Kishenosin la Maestros la'olam. If this Kohen is going to be giving the Trumas of the Maestros to the Yisrael forever, Nira ki'ilu ha-Yisrael hu Kohen. This Yisrael is going to be getting Manas Kahuna forever and ever? No, that can't be. Because Midrabanan, that looks bad. Right, if you look at the language of the Gra, it's a Gnai. He's not a Kohen. How can we be giving Jubas and Maestros? If it's going to be for a couple of years, okay. Maybe he's, that's okay. But to arrange this forever? No, it's similar to the Taz. About you're not allowed to, the Rabbanan are not allowed to make a Dover HaMafurish, something that's neged the Torah forever. Temporarily they can. They can say don't blow shofar when it Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but they can't say don't blow shofar forever. Right? So here on a Durabanan level, yeah, you could give the Manas Kahuna to the Yisrael temporarily, but forever? No. Ain Kohen, Osa Kohen. Interesting. Says the Gemara, we continue. Kohen Shemachar Sadali Yisrael. A Kohen sells a field to a Yisrael, back to the earlier case. Of the opposite, a Kohen is the seller, and he says, okay, you keep the Mitzvah of the Maestros for 4 or 5 years. Where a Yisrael sells it to the Kohen and says, I want it for 4 or 5 years, So that's okay. That's mutter. But if a Kohen is the one that's selling and says, you can keep the Shubas of the Maishas for 4 or 5 years, that's Asr. That's Asr. Why? What's the difference? Ask the Gemara. Ha'chad Amar mutter, ha'chad Amar Asr. Why, if the Kohen is the seller, I'm sorry, the other way. If the Kohen is the buyer, it's mutter. And if the Kohen is the seller, it's Asr. So the Gemara says, well, who has it? Where the Kohen is the buyer, so then the arrangement is that it's going to go to the seller the whole time, that's okay. Because it's in the Kohen is the owner of the field now. So it's as if the Kohen, as we explained earlier, it's as if the Kohen has it, he's giving it back to the Yisrael, and that's fine. Because it's a Davar Shu Bershuso. He's being Mizakim for a Davar Shu Bershuso. Vikan Zikeo Badavar Shu Bershuso. But in the case where the Kohen is the seller and the Yisrael is the buyer, so the stuff belongs to the Yisrael. So he can't keep it because he has to be mafresh shubas and maisrus. So he can't keep it. So where the Kohen is the seller to the Yisrael, that is going to be usur. It is not in his rishus. Mara fold on top. V'davar shebrishus so shakarka brishus Kohen hu. That's okay. Mashenkin kan in the latter case shakarka brishus Yisrael hech yizakeu haKohen li Yisrael ha maisrus bikarka jinu brishuso. How could the Kohen be mizaku to Yisrael if the Kohen doesn't have it yet? It's all in the Yisrael's rishus, and therefore that's why it is a. It is a problem. Good. This is all also quoted in the Rambam, these halachas in Hilchas Meiser and Perek Vav, Halacha Chaf, Halacha Chafches. We'll have to get to that. Hopefully at this time we'll read some of the Rambams in these all these halachas based on the Yerushalmi. Not all of these cases are in the Bavli, but the Rambam quotes these cases, right? That language, the language of Ein Kohen is in the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Chaf. Hilchas Meiser. Yisrael Shekibel Sadami Kohen. Velevi. Ve'amarlo. So Rama has it as a Kibel, not as a Kana. If Yisrael was Makabel, he's a Kablon from Kohen Levi. Ve'amarlo. Amanash Ha'maiser Shali Arba Chamishan Mutter. Right? Amanash that they're mine Mutter, because this is a case of Kablon. It's Amanash Shehen Shali La'olam Asur Shehen Kohen Ose Kohen. Right? So he has it as a case of Kabbalah. If you look in the Rivet here, Amar Avram Nuscha de Tosefta Yisrael Shemachar Lekohen Vize Iker Vechein Hu Birushalmi. The Rivet says, I have this Girsa in the Rambam that it's about a Mechira and not just a Kabbalah. So you got to think about how the Rambam explains, but that's the Rivet Sa'ara. He had our Girsa. Says the Gemara. Halacha Gimel Mishnah Mishnah Dalet Yisrael Shekibel Mikon Milevi. We already referred to this Mishnah earlier. A Yisrael, that is a Mekabel, that is a sharecropper for the Kohen of the Levi, own it, Tamaisrus the Bailim, the Maisrus, the Trumas of the Maisrus, when it says Maisrus in all these Mishais, it means all the Hafrashas, including the Truma. If it's a Truma, if it's a Kohen, if it's a region, if it's a Levi, it goes to the Bailim, that's the understanding. The understanding is, if it's a Kohen or a Levi, that's the landowner, he's gonna get, and nothing is said, he's gonna get the Maisrus. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Hakartani, Shekibel Sadim Yerushalmi, if there's a Yerushalmiite that owns a field, and a kartani, someone who lived in the silves in the suburbs. He lives outside of Yerushalayim. And he's a Makabel, Maisha Sheni Shel Yerushalmi. Just like if the owner is a Kohen or a Levi, it's understood that he's going to get the Tumas and the Maisers. So too if the landowner is a Yerushalmiite. So then it's understood that he's going to get the Maisha Sheni. That's the Rabbi Yishmael. Vacham Omerim, no. Chacham says, you can't compare the two. But Tumas and Maisers are totally off limits to the Yisrael. So that's why it's automatically going to go to the landowner, the Tumas and the Maisers. But here, so what? I live outside of Yerushalayim. I could easily bring it. Vacham omrim, yachalu hakartani la'alos v'lochel b'Yerushalayim. I could easily go to Yerushalayim. So, I'm going to say, you can't compare the two. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, v'lo dami l'reisha, d'ha Yisrael ein lo b'maisrus ela tova sana. Right, it's not similar to the first case, where Yisrael has no say in the trumas of the maisrus. He only has tova sana. Right, you can't compare the cases. Interesting machlokas between Rabbi Yisrael and the Chachamim. Right, Rabbi Yisrael would answer, I know that he could bring it to Yerushalayim, but it's a schlep. It's a schlep, it's a tircha, and therefore we can assume that this was the arrangement. Good. Let's continue the Mishnah, the Gemara, and then we'll talk about Maaser Sheni a little bit. Bez Hashem. I'll die to Rabbi Yisrael. 1 second. According to Rabbi Yisrael says that it's understood that the Maaser Sheni is going to go to the Toshav Yerushalayim, the one who lives in Yerushalayim. What, so if it's ever not shayach for the sharecropper, then we say it's off limits to him and it automatically goes to the owner. Ilu Kohen Tamei, Sheyeshut of him Kohen Tor. What if a Kohen Tamei is the sharecropper? He's an Ama Aretz, he doesn't keep the halachas, he's Tamei, and the owner is a Kohen Tor. So you're going to tell me that everything goes to the owner? Shemei and Cholkim and Maisrus? He's not Bechalik and Maisrus? Right? You're not going to say that? Of course he is. He said, you're not going to say that, right? After all, he can jump in the mikvah. And he can even tire himself. So to here, he can go to Yerushalayim. So I don't understand, Rabbi Yishmael, why do you say that? Just because, right, it's off limits for him temporarily, but he could do something. He could do something to make it shaykh to him. So Mara says, no, Rabbi Yishmael would answer that there's a chilik between those two cases. Taman yachol hu l'machon l'koin tara acher. No, in the case of Tumah v'Tara, even the Mekablon, he could go to the mikvah right now, but he could get benefit from it right now. He could sell it to another Kohen Tahar. So he could benefit from it right now. He could sell it. So therefore, it's shayach to him right now. It's shayach to him right now, and therefore, we say, chokin bishaveh. But bramhacha, but the case of Yerushalayim, he can't sell it right now. He can't sell Meiser Sheni. Yochla kartani lalos lochla Yerushalayim. He could be poda Meiser Sheni, but there's no immediate hana'ah that he could get from it. Right, he'll have to bring it to Yerushalayim, which would be a tircha. He can't sell it, he can't eat it right now, and therefore, Rabbi Shmuel would say, there is a chilek between these cases. Look at Ruchaim Kanievsky. Hacha, eino yachal amochron. You can't sell it right now, the Meiser Sheni, eino nimkar. Veino yachal ela laha'alo son, li Yerushalayim la'ochlan. Right, you can only bring it out to Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Shmuel holds, kiva de trichale milsa, tuva, it's a big schlep. Stoma ha'maisu Yerushalayim. If you have, you're going to do it. But if you didn't talk about it, then there is somebody here who lives in Yerushalayim who's going to goes home anyway, so it's not a schlep for him because he's bringing it home. And therefore, there's a difference between the cases. So the case of a coin and a levy as the owner, that's Lekuli Alma agreed. The case where a Yerushalmiite is the owner, that is a machlokes tanaim here. Even though it's a schlep, even though it's hard to bring it up, we know there's a mitzvah daraisa, and the Torah wants you to go through the effort in order to create houses of inspiration. If you look in the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni and Taf Ayin Gimel, in the Sefer HaChinuch, which is in Parshas Re'eh, the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, the mitzvah of the Rambam, the Chinuch says, Lahosi Maaser Sheni min HaTvua, Ba'arba Shnei HaShmita, right, 1, 2, 4, and 5, after those years, we take on Maaser Sheni, V'mazeh Maaser Dino, Sheyei Achel B'Yerushalayim. Interesting lashon. The mitzvah is to be mafreshit, and its din is to eat it. Is there a mitzvah to eat it? It's to eat it. There are many mitzvahs, right? They're fascinating. Look, there are the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Sheni and Netzer Ravai talks about nine mitzvahs. Nine mitzvahs. Eight of them have to do with Maaser Sheni. There are eight mitzvahs that have to do with Maaser Sheni. How many mitzvahs could you have, right? The Maaser Sheni is all most of them lo sa'aseis. Most of them lo sa'aseis. There's one mitzvah. There's two mitzvahs. I say Hafrashas Maaser Sheni and Vidui Maaseris. Lizvados vidi maisrus, but then there is all the things that you're not allowed to do with maaser sheni. There's an issur d'oraisa of eating it ba'aninus. There's an issur d'oraisa of eating dagon outside of Yerushalayim, tirosh outside of Yerushalayim, yitzhar outside of Yerushalayim. Each of those are counted. I think it's the pasuk in Chumash that has the most mitzvahs that flow from it. There's eight or nine mitzvahs that all come from this one pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Maaser lo sucha lecha b'sharecha, maaser dagoncha tirosh b'sharecha. Every word is on the lo sasei. So the Rambam counts. Based on Chazal, there's a separate issur d'oraisa of eating them outside of Yerushalayim, not to eat it betuma v'chulu. So back to the chinuch says the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. If you want to know what the message is of Maaser Sheni, look what I wrote in Mitzvah Shin Samech by the mitzvah of Maaser Behema. So the chinuch says you have to look there. So the chinuch says there in Mitzvah Shin Samech Mishar Shia Mitzvah. In order to create houses of inspiration, as I just said, Shakel Baruch Hu Bachar Ba'am Yisrael V'Chafetz Laman Tzidko Lios Kulam Oskei Tarasu V'Yodei Shmo U'Bechachmaso, and through his wisdom Mishacham B'Mitzvah Zulam An Yilmadu Yichu Musar. Right, this way, this will keep the Meiser Behema and also Meiser Sheni will keep inspiration in the house. Why? Because we get caught up in life. We get caught up in the realities. So what happens? Every once in a while, we have to send somebody to Yerushalayim to be inspired by the Kohanim and the Levim, and they will then bring that inspiration back home. Lachin b'halos kol ish ma'aser kol bakar vatzon shelo shana shana b'makom she'esek ha'chachma v'hatorah sham, in a place where the esek of chachma and Torah is there, v'Yerushalayim she'sham asan hedrin yodei das u'mevine mada. Somebody goes to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael for the year, and then they come back.
Right?
Beautiful explanation. Ubachein timalei aretz de'as Hashem, and through that you inspire families that will inspire communities. Ki im chacham echal levad yeh ba'ir, or afilu asari, but if there's one or ten of the community, then those families will be inspired. But here, this will create every family having their inspiration mechanism. Good, Meister Sheni. There's more of Meister Sheni to talk about, but today we have to continue. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Dalan Mishnah, Mishnah Hey. Amakabal Zeisim L'Shemen, Kishem Shechokim B'chulin Kachokim B'Truma. The Tanakama, the Chacham here says, even though we just said, if the Kohen is an owner, so then he gets the Trumas, the Meisters automatically, but when it comes to, let's say, there are olives that are growing, there are trees laden with olives, and I hire somebody to crush them into oil, so then, kacholken b'chulin, k'shei kacholken b'chulin, kacholken b'truma. There's no difference between, as the Chaim Vyevsky says, who's the Kohen, the Bailam is a Yisrael, the Bailam is a Kohen. No, we don't compare oil, this case of oil, where he's crushing, to the case of karka. Why? So Chaim Vyevsky says, Tlushin nasan lo. Here it's all grown. So as if he gave him olives. So if you give him part of the karka, then we say, oh, the assumption is that it stays with the landowner Kohen. But in a case where it was already ready to be crushed, so then the Mishnah says, the Tanakama says, that's different. You split it up equally. Split it up equally. Even the Yisrael worker has rights. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what's the difference? Same thing as the previous Mishnah. Yisrael shekibal mikonim levi, zesim l'shemen. If a Yisrael gets from a kohen or a levi oil, right, oil to, or shemen, olives to create oil, olamach zeschar, or even if he has a business relationship where the owner supplies the olives and the worker is going to invest them and they're going to split the profit and they're going to split the risk. Hamaisus lebailim. These cases, the maisus go to the bailim, just like in the case of karka. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda avas esim kakarka. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. If the owner, if the landowner is a Kohen or a Levi, he gets all of it. That's the umdana. For Rabbanan lo avas esim kakarka, the Rabbanan make a difference. They say, olives, if they're already grown olives and he's just going to crush them, so then there's a difference. You don't treat them like karka, but rather you split it up equally. There are other mefarshim that discuss what the reasons are. Again, Rav Yudevsky says, because they're tlushin, they're considered as if separated already. He's just there for crushing them, and therefore it's a difference. So the Gemara says, Me'ata, a svara for Rabbi Yehuda could be as follows. In Yisbar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer, we had Rabbi Eliezer earlier back on Daf Nun Dalid, where Rabbi Eliezer said, on Daf Nun Dalid Amabez, there was a machlokas there, where a Kohen or a Levi was the Mekabel. So the Tanakama there says that it's split up, right? The Balabayas gives to his Amaisis from his Chelek, and he could give it to whoever he wants, right? If you don't say there that it automatically goes to the Kohen or the Levi. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hamaisa Shalahen, if a Kohen or a Levi are the sharecroppers, Almanas Kain Bo. That's part of the implicit relationships. The Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that too. Doesn't matter if the Kohen is the owner or the Kohen is the worker. In Yisbar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, so then, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hamaisa Shalahen, Almanas Kain Bo, Falcha Kohen Velevi, Shekiblu Sadami Yisrael, Hamaisa Shalahen, Almanas Kain Bo. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there wouldn't be any difference between olives and the land. Good. So now let's have a similar type of discussion. Not about a land with Chumas and Meisters, but about an animal that has a Bechor. Parasa shel Kohen, shehaisa shume etzel Yisrael. A Kohen owned a cow, and he gave it to a herdsman who is a Yisrael. A Yisrael is a good, he deals with cows and cattle, so he's going to take care of the cow, and if it gets fatter, and if it he makes money off of the cow, so it's going to be split up. It's called like Machzeh Schar, as the Marafolda says. The Kohen is the owner of the cow, he supplies the principal, the para, and the Yisrael is the worker. So they split. They're going to split the profit, and they're going to split the risk. And they're going to split the risk in both cases. And as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem soon, the Kohen must give the Yisrael something extra in order for the schar of his avodah, or else it's going to be ribbis. So the owner, Kohen, must give the Yisrael something to pay for his avodah. So, v'yolda b'chor, so here, in this case, even though it's all split up evenly, what if this animal has a b'chor? Ha-b'chor la-Kohen, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the umdana is that it goes to the Kohen, just like the umdana goes to the oil, right, the chumas of the maestros, everything always goes to the Kohen, that's the umdana. V'chachavim omrim, ein ha-b'chor el-shneim. No, it's split up evenly. The Bechar is split up evenly between the owner, the Kohen, and the herdsman, the Israel. Amar lan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Yeta modim li b'maisrish sadeo shem shalo. But don't you agree on the Mishnah on the top of our daf today, on Nuchas Man Aleph, where a Kohen was the owner of a field? And if the Kohen is the owner of a field, so then the automatically the Jerusalem Maisers go to him, even if they don't say anything. So why not here too? Amrulo, Bebrecha Sadek, Gufa La Kohen, there in the Mishnah, on the top of Nunches Man Aleph, on our daf, there the field belongs to the Kohen. So you could say when he gives it to the Yisrael to work, he keeps the Trumas and the Maisers. Vapara Gufa La Shneim, but this cow is looked at and it belongs to both of them basically, because they both are going to share the appreciation and share the risk. So it's considered owned by both of them. So afa para imaisa gufa la kohen habachar la kohen. If the para belonged to the kohen totally, like let's say the kohen owner accepted all risk, so then you're right. Then the bachar would go to the kohen. But that's not what happens here. So that's the machlokas reviewed in the chachamim parallel to our case about the oil. The tani kain, and also we have a brisa hasham ba'achrayis shnehem. If it's evaluated hasham, if I give it and I evaluate how much it is now, and then I give it to the kohen, gives it to the Yisrael, ba'achrayis shnehem. It's in the achrayis of both of them, and therefore the bachar would be split. Say the chachamim. And we switch the girsa, the marafolda switch the girsa, v'ha makabel, but if there's a makabel, right, so then, like we had earlier, b'achrayis and nosein, that it's only in the nosein, because he's the one that keeps the achrayis of the item. Good. Similar cases. Again, we'll start this today, and we'll have to continue. Kohen chenasan mostly Yisrael likach lo bahen peiros lamachzis schar. A kohen gives money to a Yisrael to buy fruits, and again machzis schar, and it's going to be evenly split the profits and the risk. Amar lo hosiro pichsu sheli. If it goes up or down, Shali, I'm also going to have a portion in it. Meaning, it's going to be split equally. V'maisr shalcha, and you, the Kohen says to the Yisrael, you'll be able to keep the Shumas of the Maisrus as payment for the work that you do, as we said before, because we don't want it to look like ribbis. So this is his payment, so mutter. So that's why everything is equal, and the worker gets a little extra because of the work that he does. So that's allowed. But the opposite is a problem. Yisrael shasan mos lekohen likach lo bayin peiros machzeschar. The same arrangement is made in the opposite way. The Yisrael owns, supplies the capital, and gives it to the Kohen and says, okay, it's all going to be half and half, and you're going to keep amar lo hosiro pichsu shali v'maisa shalcha, if he's going to keep it, so then nasan lo schar amutter. Now, if he pays him extra, besides this arrangement, but if he gives him extra money separately to pay for his avoda, then fine, mutter. But if the only payment that he's giving is the trumas of the maisrus, so that you could have the trumas of the maisrus, so that's usur. Why? Because that doesn't look like an extra payment. That just looks like the kohen is getting his trumas and maisrus, and therefore it looks like a case of ribbis. Right? The Ma'ara folder really actually quotes two days here. Right? Number one, either it looks like kohen misayeb beis lakronos. Right? The kohen, which we had earlier, daraisa derabanan. Right? The kohen is doing the work here, and he's going to get the trumas of the maisrus. So it looks like he's getting that because of his avoda. Or it's Maxi Karibis, says the Ma'ara Folda. Because the Kohen is not getting a separate payment for his work, he's just getting the Shumas of the Maestras. That looks like he's supposed to get the Shumas of the Maestras. And that's what it would be Usser. Maybe we'll start next time talking a little bit about Ribis, but this is Demai Daf Nunches.